Well, you know, we're hearing about shortage of this, shortage of that, mm-hmm. shortage of this, mm-hmm. shortage of that. Mm-hmm. Well, it seems there's a big shortage of, like, Santa Clauses. So if you're looking for a side hustle, this may be right up your alley.
Or no.
Or no. There are certain Santa schools, I guess, that you can go
yes,
to
yes.
that teach you how to be an effective Santa.
Santa etiquette.
And evidently not a lot of people are showing up to, mm-hmm. to the Santa schools. So they'll pretty much take anybody. So if you're thinking, boy, I could use some extra spending cash over the holidays, this could be your calling. They say you could potentially work at malls.
Yeah.
Corporate events.
Okay.
Private parties at people's homes.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd be up for that one. But there's you can make some serious cash doing this. Some of these guys are pocketing like $200 an hour.
What?
Being Santa. You show up at a corporate event for a couple hours, dole out some presents, take the money and go.
Mm.
Or if they're having an open bar, stick around. Which evidently happens quite often. They're saying there's a big shortage on, I guess they call them like Rent-A-Santa. They go do corporate gigs and, you know, company parties and things like that. And do a lot of private kind of stuff, too.
You said some of this pays $200 an hour.
Some of them can. You make a couple $100 an hour. Uh-huh. And then some of them have like a two-hour minimum.
Sweet.
So you show up, you're in $400 already. And we're finding out a lot of them don't go
great?
All that well.
We actually had a drunk Santa at our Christmas party.
Oh, my word. What'd he do?
Just being obnoxious. Just loud and incoherent.
Oh, no.
Mumbling. Just being rude.
Oh.
My boss actually had him leave.
Oh.
Okay. So
that's like the hammered Santa.
The hammered Santa needs to get his money up front.
Hey, if you're having that kind of party, he's right up your alley.